Hey, and welcome to this week's podcast. Something very interesting this week. The Kings, band from Canada, dropped by. You may remember last May, I spoke to Mr. Zero. That was the same show that I spoke to Mary Wells of the Supremes. Interesting double bill. You can listen to that over at WFMU.org. We go over pretty much the whole history of this band, The Kings, from the club circuit of Canada to Elektra Records and their big hit, Switching to Glide, This Beat Goes On, which you get to hear in this amazing live, intimate recording. They dropped by this morning at WFMU. Five Folks, who is their touring lineup these days. Just my borrowed acoustic guitar and my borrowed Casio keyboard. It's a tiny little Casio keyboard I bought at a garage sale for, I think, $3 or $2, I don't remember. But sounds kind of awesome. It kind of works. They were super high energy, super fun. They've been doing this a long time, and they clearly still love it. So it was really a pleasure to have them in the studio. They do two songs here. We talk a little bit. But for more information, once again, check out that archive over at WFMU.org/Michael. And huge thanks to Glenn Luttman, who mixed the sound live, and really fun, terrific. Hope everything is groovy. Stay in touch. Talk with you soon. Here are The Kings. That's right, folks. Well, I believe we're ready. Glenn Lutton says we're ready, so that's good enough for me. Folks, The Kings are here, I believe. Good morning. Hello, everybody. How's everybody?
Hello.
I think they're here. There we are. I want to welcome Dave, John, Peter, Todd, and Christine. I've got all that correct?
That is right.
It's a lot of Kings. In town because... I thought there was one King that's a Game of Thrones. Tomorrow, Sunday, at Bowery Electric, you guys are playing a set. And we had Mr. Zero on the phone, I don't know, last year sometime.
Yeah.
And we sort of discussed the entire history of the band. And... folks can go over to WFMU.org/Michael and have a listen to that. But, you know, there's so much to talk about with this band. What is the first time more than one of you played music together? What year would that be?
Oh, that's a very good question, because they didn't have calendars back then, those days. It must have been, I think Zero and I first started playing music together around 1975.
So do the math, yeah.
And do the math, but the Kings have been together going steady ever since. We were called Whistle King at first, and then we won a homegrown contest in Toronto back in the late 70s, and people started calling us the Kings instead of Whistle King. We bet Bob Ezrin, and the rest is history.
Yeah, amazing. So tell me a little bit... Dave, about the Toronto club scene. Just kids, live music isn't quite the exact thing it was. But, I mean, you were in a band that would play a million sets of music all night long. Is that how it worked?
Well, we used to play six nights a week. There used to be many clubs in Toronto, and I'm sure in most cities. We'd do six nights a week all over southern Ontario. And then we started traveling, you know, through all the upstate New York and all.
Just not sure Dave's on the front of that thing.
Well, this thing is leading a bit. Ah, there we go. Hello, 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 Cleveland. Okay, there we go. It's a little... Anyway, the club scene is a whole other ballgame nowadays.
Yeah. So this was a mixture of covers, a mixture of originals.
Well, we started off playing cover songs. We back in the day when new wave music first started, like the Cars and Elvis Costello, those kind of things. And we were writing songs that were like long 10-minute epic tunes at the time, and we weren't getting anywhere with those. So we just started writing, you know, 2.5-minute, 3-minute pop type songs. We came up with This Beat Goes On, Switching the Glide. It was actually written as two songs. We started off with the This Beat Goes On part. And I had the idea to segue it together. Zero had the idea about Switching the Glide back when his family were on summer trips. They would his dad used to kick the car into neutral and coast down hills and say we're going to switch in the glide.
Huh. That's so funny. It's an actual thing.
It's an actual thing, and I had to let you know da 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 and switch into glide just fit right in the hole perfectly, and the Segway worked great.
So tell me, in an average week, an average month, I don't know, what is the fans reaching out to say we love this band, we love this song? It's funny when you put a song out that long ago and it still maintains, you know, people loving it and people watching the video. I don't know, how many times have people watched the video?
Hello. Can you hear me, Michael?
Yeah, we have something else going on, though.
Somebody's phone is talking.
Yeah, we were... social media has been great for us, I guess, like a lot of other bands.
Yeah.
Because you can find us now, where in the past, you know, you could just type in the Kings or Switch into Glide, and you will find us. And we have the video that we made for Switch into Glide's going to pass 4 million in the next couple of months.
Four million, yeah. That's a tremendous amount of views.
Yeah, it's great, you know.
Yeah.
We really... people talk about the downside of social media, but there is an upside as well, and we're very grateful for that.
Yeah. So how many gigs a year these days are the Kings playing?
Well, last year wasn't that busy, but we've been making videos and working on new material and being in the studio. So if we're not playing live, there's always something that we're doing.
Because your most recent thing was produced by Bob Ezrin, once again, sort of coming full circle.
Yeah, well, we got him to mix it for us because we can't afford him to hire him to produce it. But we produced it, and then he mixed it, which was... And, you know, we had a couple other people do test mixes, but his was just so much better. I mean...
What if Dave just sits and we just put the mic down?
Yeah, this is us trying to repair the mic stand, everybody, just in case you're wondering. This is live radio, you know that.
It's a sitting down mic stand more than a standing up.
Bob is great. Bob did a great job on it. So that's
Yeah, he did. Well, you guys want to play a song for us?
Yeah.
What do you want to start with? What should we start with?
Well, I think we should do the hit. This is the hit song.
All right, let's hear it from the Kings.
Yeah, we're starting to dance around in here right now, so you have to visualize it. Hey! Come on, you can do it, everybody!
Yeah, this beat goes on and on and on. about the weekend from a Tuesday point of view. Like a kettle in the kitchen, I feel steaming in the brew. Switching and glide, yeah. Switching and glide, switching to glide. Could be directed. I'm tuning it up, tuning it down. Even love can be affected. Harmony's the sweetest sound. Switching and glide. Come on, everybody. Come on, you can do it. Switching and glide. Hey, switching to glide. Switching and glide. All right, here we go. Lots of ways you can go, go. Look around, no disappears. Switching and glide. Hey.
Is one of the best moments. I've been doing radio shows here since 1992. That is one of my absolute favorite moments.
You're an official king now.
That is unbelievable.
You're an official king now.
That is absolutely fantastic. It sounds great, right? It's all about the Casio.
That's right. It's all about the Casio.
So far, I urge folks to check out those videos online, because every live footage of you guys and gal, there's an amount of energy on stage that is like boiling oil. Was that something that you guys from day one said, when we're playing, let's jump around, let's move? Or was it just a natural, organic thing?
Well, let me see here. Everybody wants to have a good time, right?
Yeah.
That's what we figured. If you're going to come out and see a band play, you might as well get your money's worth.
Yeah.
And we give it, every time we play, we give it 125%. No, maybe 130%. And by the end of the night, everybody's just soaking wet with sweat and hoarse, you know. And but that's what we always try to do every single show. So be sure to come out to the Bowery Electric.
Yeah.
It's
tomorrow.
Be a blast,
is it 7 to 9? And how
seven
long?
Nine,
how,
yeah.
Will you guys play for 2 hours, or what's this?
We're going to do about an hour and a half, I think.
Oh, wow.
Something like that. Maybe have a little meet and greet in between, or we might break it up into two different sets.
Two sets, and 7 o'clock is a relatively early, sane time for a Sunday evening, so good.
Well, it's actually, yeah, it's great, because, it is a long weekend this weekend for everybody, and which is a great thing. I think that's one of the reasons why we're here on the Sunday night playing. And it is early enough, so don't bring the kids. But.
It's funny, because I checked on the website, and no, you can't bring the kids to that place.
No, I don't think so.
Not to there, yeah.
Even though there's no naked bodies, or there may be later on in the night, I don't know.
Uh-oh. How sweaty do you guys get?
That's what the King's music's all about. We have that one song off the first album, Partyitis.
Right.
We try to give everybody partyitis.
I have to ask you guys about Neil Peart, because Neil Peart passed away. Was there any Rush contact with you guys?
I met him one time at backstage at a Rush concert. I only went to see them once, and he was, I talked to each of them briefly, and I remember talking to Neil very briefly. And
were they Kings fans? Were
I don't really know if they knew who I was or who we were. And we met Alex at
a
charity gig, and they're all super nice guys, Canadian type guys, you know. But it's a great loss.
For sure.
And you got to admire the way they kept it quiet.
Oh yeah.
Right. I mean, nobody knew about it, and so that was just the kind of classy act that they are.
Yeah, you know, that band is not exactly my cup of tea. Never got into them, but somebody once said to me, "You got to watch this documentary about them." And I watched the whole thing, and the nicest guys in the world, all super talented and super serious. And you see, their parents were Holocaust survivors, and they come to Canada, and just the story of how they became a band and how they became so big, and you know, their struggles. And Neil, first of all, I didn't even know Neil Peart wrote the lyrics. And, a super deep, interesting guy with his notebooks and stuff. And just like, you cannot help but love them as people, even if the music isn't exactly your cup of tea.
Right, yeah, 100%. And also, Getty's parents met in one of the camps.
Oh, man.
In the Holocaust.
That's unbelievable.
So, you can imagine that.
Yeah, right? Just the odds of anything happening.
So,
crazy.
It's a heck of a story.
But a lot of major musicians in the world all paid tribute to him. It just shows the power that he did have in for a lot of people, influencing drummers in particular, obviously.
Yeah, I read this funny thing that somebody posted right after he passed away, that a lot of cover bands were trying to figure out an easy Rush song to play that night, add to their set. Yeah.
There is none.
There is none.
We were saying that the very first night after it happened there, that there a lot of bar bands were working hard, seeing what they could do the easiest song possible, but that's pretty hard.
One of the things online, videos of you guys, is this Heat Wave Festival, which is how many people in that audience?
Well, yeah, we have it's going to be a half-hour concert movie that we're just finishing up right now.
Oh.
We managed to get the one song done of California Girls, which is the first single, if you want to call it that, but at the beginning of the thing, there's a helicopter shot that goes over it. So there's around maybe 40 or 50,000 people there that day.
Only.
And,
40 or 50.
Is that nerve-wracking, playing to 40, 50,000 people?
Well, we came on after the sun went down, so you can't really see out that far. So that was the good thing. But the Pretenders were there, and Elvis Costello, and Talking Heads. And
so if you'd been able to see, you might have been paralyzed.
I think it would be worse, for sure.
Yeah. How fun. I mean, that's just insane, right? That's just insane.
That's what you dream of, but when you get to that point,
But you guys were ready, right? I mean, after years of six sets a night.
Yeah, we'd played a lot. So we got up there, we kicked ass, we were jumping around, we were leaping about with excitement. And we do this great version of California Girls. It's a revamp of the old the Beach Boys song.
Yeah.
And which is coming up. Zero's work. He's great working with the film and editing, and that'll be available really soon. It's going to be you'll be really surprised to see that.
Yeah, it's a funny story behind that festival, because they had a remote sound truck there and a film crew there, and they asked all the bands if they could film it, and they put it in a vault and straighten out all the legal stuff later, and they all said no except us and Teenage Head. But it could have been a great concert movie with the talent that was there that day.
How weird. And where did it take place?
It was at a racetrack. About an hour outside of Toronto.
Just northeast of Toronto. And it was a big racetrack, so they had tons of prop. It was a really big professional outfit that put it all on.
Let me ask you guys, when you drive to the supermarket, what music do you listen to?
I flip around.
The news.
You listen to the radio.
I listen to the radio in the car. I listen to the stations in Toronto. But, if there's something I like, I listen to it. If there's something I don't, I just keep flipping, like everybody else does, I think, right?
I listen to a lot of the oldies stations, like, 50s, 60s.
Yeah.
Great songs, great lyrics, great ideas,
Sure, yeah.
But since we've been here, every car that we get in to travel around, a taxi or
it's hip-hop.
It's hip-hop. I mean, that's the
it's
music
definitely,
of the world right
now. Taking over the world, for sure.
Yeah. Interesting.
But the good old stuff, you can't beat it.
Yeah. Oh, I like a little of everything, but yeah. You can't beat the good old stuff, yeah. Tomorrow night at the Bowery Electric, 7 p.m., probably two sets, and friendly folks. You guys won't bite anybody if they come over and say hi?
We don't bite anybody. We hug and kiss.
Hey,
Christina.
Maybe a nibble. I don't know. Yeah. Can you guys, what else? Can you play us another number one hit tune?
Should have been me, so.
Well, this one, this is like a love song.
It's a love song. We call it Should Have Been Me, and it goes something like this. Caught in the dark, in the hall by the door, caught by the spark of a camera. Some natives think photographs steal your soul, and I wonder what they're after. Should have been me, should have been me and you, should have been me and you. Should have been me, should have been me and you, and I'm falling all over. So much to say, so little time. It's just minutes to midnight. Some people start a new year every day. It's almost daylight. Yeah, should have been me. Should have been me and you. Should have been me and you. Should have been me. Should have been me and you. Take your time, I take my time. Soon our time is gone. Happens every day. Someone walks away, someone's hanging on. Should have been me, should have been me and you. Should have been me and you. Should have been me, should have been me and you.
Kings bringing it, boy. That's a total number one hit tune.
What do you think of that? Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Who wrote that one?
Ciro and I, we're the songwriters.
So what do you guys, just sit around in the living room and say, let's write a song today?
Yeah, sit around there in the old igloo up north there. And
drink some Molsons, get some Tim Horton. And
No, we just comes, you know, usually Ciro will have some lyrics, I'll have some music, and I just marry it together. And then with the rest of the fellas and the gal here, Zena and Christina, we put it together, mix it up, and there it is.
That's wonderful. I want to remind folks, tomorrow, Sunday at the Bowery Electric, the Kings, Dave, John, Peter, Todd, and Christina, five-piece band, and information at thekingsarehere.com. Oh, boy, thank you guys for coming all the way out here, and I think it sounded fantastic.
Well, thanks, Michael. You. Much appreciated.
Love
thank
your
you.
Show, love the station, and party-itis, everybody!
Yeah. Totally my pleasure. Oh, no, I'm going to play... I don't want to play that. I want to play the California Girl song, but I clicked on the wrong one. But I could hear that other one all day, but we heard it. So this is live at Heat Wave in front of 40, 50,000 people, right?
It was 55,000.
And folks can go online and listen to the watch the video of this. Again, the Kings tomorrow at Bowery. I'd like to thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
Totally awesome.